There it is. Good morning. 10:55 a.m. Tuesday, February the 11th, 2020. It's another chilly day. It snowed yesterday afternoon. It's about, half an inch, about fresh snow underfoot, making traveling just that much more fun. Get my glove back on here. I didn't put on my long johns this morning, but it's not terrible. I got a lot of heat built up inside the jacket. I'm probably going to have to put the hood back here now that I'm walking in the sun. So I got my words done today, and they're done. They were done around 10 o'clock. 10:30, I guess. I did not move into the back room this morning like I thought I was going to. Instead, I picked a... I've got to kill a bunch of really big monsters and for the words. And so I picked the biggest one, which gives me the biggest chunk of my words. And because it's just one, I'd have a tendency to say, okay, well, I got to finish this guy. And it turns out that after I finished that guy, I dubbed around for an hour. I probably could have been done by 9:30 instead of 10:30. But I dubbed around for an hour. I said, dubbing around for an hour, that gets me. I need to stop doing that. But I did better today than I did yesterday. It was like 8:30 last night before I finally got my 2,000 words for the day. Just to give you an idea of how much non-writing time I spent yesterday. It was a bit distressing for me. Today I got up. Well, actually, last night I set up one of my Chromebooks to work in the back room. So it's set up, it's ready to go, the passwords are all there. If I need to get away, I can just get up and go into the other room, close the door, and none of the distractions are on that machine. It's Chromebook. It doesn't have, well, it uses a browser, but I don't log into TweetDeck. I don't log into Gmail. I don't log into anything on that machine. And it's a different machine than the one I use when I'm traveling. That one's only, I think, an 11, maybe 12, maybe 13. I don't know. It's a smaller one anyways. It fits in my shoulder bag. I've got a leather Better Back bag that I bought years and years and years ago. And it will fit my Chromebook and my notebooks and anything else that I want to take with me on the road. It will fit in that bag. Wow, pristine snow. Nobody's walked on this yet. I'm now putting down tracks. I'm probably going to have to go home and at least run a shovel over the driveway. The thing is, it's cold enough to keep snow frozen. The sun is hot enough that it can heat up the sidewalk, but it has to shine on the sidewalk long enough to get through the snow and warm up the sidewalk enough to melt the snow that's sitting on top. And of course the snow is on top, keeping everything chilly, acting as an insulation, which on the one hand helps build up the heat. On the other hand, it's still frozen. So yeah, there's some sort of dynamic going there. And it's water running down the gutter in the shade. Because out here, the sun is shining on the black tar. And on this nice big sidewalk here. And it has been for several hours. I would guess since around 9 o'clock. Maybe as early as 8:30. So this is really nicely melted out. Oh. So today's 1962. Counting down. 38 days till 2000. It's funny because the day number, I remember the year. 62. Do I remember the year? I don't know. 62, I would have been 10 years old. I would have been 9 years old in February. Do I remember being 9 years old? Would have been in fifth grade. I think so. I graduated in 1970. My class is getting together for its 50th reunion this summer. And I don't know if I'm going to be able to go to Maine this summer or not. And the reunion is like only for, it's like for an evening, for day. A lot will depend on when it is. I got an email yesterday from one of the organizers of Denver Pop Culture Con, which is, I think was Denver Comic Con, and I'm not sure exactly why it changed, but now it's Denver Pop Culture Con. And they reach out to me to come as a guest. Ooh, guy's got his blinker light on. It's the 4th of July weekend. Whoa, holy crap. Ice and Street. It's 4th of July weekend, 3rd through the 5th. I'm leaning toward it. I told him I'd tell him by the end of the week. I need to figure out what I need to do, what forms I need to fill out to get the sales tax, what I have to do in order to get a credit card processing set up for my, probably for my phone. Cat tracks, rabbit tracks right here. Bunny's hopping down the sidewalk. There's the snow squeaking under my shoes. So yeah, if you're in Denver, probably you'll be able to find me. I'll probably have paperbacks and I'll be able to sell them to you and sign them. I have to come up with something for my CFO candidate statement. So far, the only thing I can think of is we're not RWA. And that's pretty weak sauce. I mean, I was thinking about that yesterday too, I think. I was talking about it with some friends, and I said, well, you know, for a CFO, that's probably a pretty strong statement, because the way Roman's Rise of America is falling apart, they're probably going to blow through their multi-million dollar war chest in a matter of months, if not weeks, because they keep going to when given the choice between cleaning house and maintaining their status quo, they consistently go with status quo, in spite of the real evidence that cleaning house might be a better choice. Oh, there's this guy with his Dobies. Morning. Good dogs. He stepped off the sidewalk and had him sit down. I don't know why I'm stamping the snow off my boots. I'm just going to walk in more snow in a minute. Here we go. Here's more snow. It's interesting, with the snow on the ground, it's really hard to spot the groundhog burrows. I can see a bunch of them sitting up on the snow. There's like four or five of them sitting all in a big bunch over there. Get ready to sit with me. I'm on the post. There's six or eight of them. It's quite a little conflagration there. Groundhogs. Prairie dogs. Groundhogs are much bigger. Out of the snow, on the sidewalk. So, I don't know, it's like, I'm running because there's nobody else who will. Isn't exactly the message. The easiest way to get elected is run unopposed for a job nobody wants. True, but not exactly a good campaign message. The guy who says no. Actually, my job is to say yes, to figure out a way to say yes that doesn't put us in trouble with the IRS or any of the various state taxation bureaus. Billie Eilish. I got the earworm just as I was getting ready to make the turn. Realized I was walking along humming it. It's a beautiful morning. The blue sky is amazing this morning. It's really, really deep blue, particularly right up over my head. It's a pale blue, almost robin's egg out toward the horizon, but right up over my head, it's a deep royal baby, royal blue. It's lighter than navy, because navy blue is almost black, but it's sort of like Air Force blue. Sky blue probably is the right nomenclature, given that it's A, the sky, and B, blue. This walk seems long today. I think it's because the footing is somewhat treacherous. Not right here, this right here is wet, but not slippery. This is a little slippery. The truck parked at the sidewalk, and its shadow has snow. It's amazing the difference that just, you know, it's like an inch or two in the into the shade, and there's snow. And here there's ice because this is where it got packed down. Cars coming into and leaving the cul-de-sac here. Okay, back to wet sidewalks. I hope most of this will be dry by the time the sun goes down, because it's going to be cold again tonight. They're talking 40s by the end of the week, so you know, I can deal with 40s. It's not bad for February. Dogs. Can you hear them? I don't know what they're doing. I think they're playing with each other. I'm not sure. They don't seem to be paying me a whole lot of attention, which is fine with me. So, what am I reading? Oh, I've just finished, I finished The Imposter's Inheritance, which I think was somewhat the story did not go where I thought it was going to go. I'm a little peeved. But I do understand where the title came from. I was just looking for another direction for the imposter. And I kept looking for it, And I finally realized. Where it came from. And it had been staring me in the face the whole time, but. Be that as it may, it was still a fun read. I enjoyed it. I got a whole bunch of books to. I got a whole bunch of samples in the last 48 hours. I had a lot of people telling me I have to read these novels. And I go and look at the novel, and they're like, oh, yeah, this is a really cool novel. It's an indie published novel. And it's not, it's a small pressed novella. And I'm sure it's a wonderful book, but it's still traditionally published. And I don't care what size the press is. If it's a press, I'm not going to read the book. That's why I'm not going to read anything put out by Anderley. You know, he calls himself self-publishing, but man's got running the third largest or second largest science fiction publishing house in the country at the moment. It's not exactly self pub. Indie, yes. Self, no. Trad, yes. Because indie and trad have a big overlap. Yeah, you know, if I came out here with the shovel and spent 5 minutes just doing a quick sweep down, I'd have dry sidewalks and drive by 4 o'clock. I think I'm going to do that because I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.